You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
We're taking a look at the FSCA's latest crypto study. They did a crypto market study recently, and they presented those findings today. I'm joined on the line by Senior Specialist for FinTech at the FSCA, Keith Sabalika, to take a look at this. Keith, good evening. Thanks so much for taking the time. What was the objective of the study?
Thank you so much for having me on the show. So the objective for conducting this study was to allow the FSCA to develop. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can still hear you, Keith.
All right. So I'm saying, so the objective of the study was to allow the FSCA to develop a licensing and supervision and regulatory frameworks that are informed by the activities that are taking place within the financial sector landscape. You know, FSCA is of the view that, crypto assets, they pose significant risks to financial consumers. It also understands that, even though they declared crypto assets as a financial product in October of last year, and there's a legal framework already in place, that legal framework is not necessarily tailored for crypto assets. And so this study was, it's meant to gather information, understand the crypto asset activities so that FSCA is in a position to develop regulation that is bespoke or refine the existing regulation so that it addresses, the risks and also in a way enables it to promote innovation that's taking place within the financial sector.
Keith, let's give the listeners a sense of some of these financial risks. I know I saw the FSCA warning that came out. I mean, for those that don't know, the FSCA typically puts out warnings for companies that you need to be aware of. They put it out publicly on their websites. They put it out as press releases. And it usually, I think I've noticed, it happens on a Wednesday, if I'm not mistaken. But the latest warning was around a company called GS Partners, which was a crypto company. But yeah, Keith, if you can just give us a sense of some of the risks that were identified from these findings that relate to protecting consumers from things like the FTX debacle that we've seen unfold in the US, the GS Partners warning that you guys issued recently, and those sorts of things.
All right, no, thank you. So some of the risks that were identified from the study include, not addressing complaints in a process or in a manner that allows consumers to be treated fairly. I think the existing regulation promotes that consumers are treated fairly, and whenever complaints are lodged, they need to be, they need to be addressed. And also the other risks that were also identified, I think we all know that crypto assets are very risky, they are very volatile. And in some instances, you would find that, not appropriate disclosure methods are being utilized. What I mean by that is that some instances you find that consumers are not fully made aware of the risks that they engage in when they invest in crypto assets. So these are like some of the risks that you then find. And then you also find that some of these crypto assets providers might not be, might not be registered and all that. But the intention of the study was mainly, to identify risks on the consumer side that I've mentioned, that you'll find that, sometimes also the fees that are being charged, they are not disclosed to them. So we're just trying to understand how those activities are being engaged in or are being taken care of so that we can use that information going forward.
Speaking of using that information going forward, Keith, how was this going to inform what the FSCA does with the CASP license? That's the Crypto Asset Service Providers license, because we know that the FSCA has come out with statements saying that anyone who deals in crypto, whether you're in a crypto exchange like a Luno or a Valor or an OVEX, or whether you're an asset manager that is holding crypto on behalf of clients, at some point you need to abide by this Crypto Asset Service Providers license because you are engaged in crypto. Will this study promote or adjust the outcomes of how you guys approach that licensing, given that so many different entities use this for different purposes?
Yes. So, I think definitely. So this study is part of the ongoing work that FSCA does on fintech-related matters. I think I've mentioned that, FSA declared crypto assets as a financial product. There is existing regulation, but we also understand that there are various areas within crypto assets that still needs to be addressed, with the left stable coins or tokenization or other issues around that. So this is part of the work that FSCA does. This study, what it do, the information that we have gathered, we actually support the work of FSCA ongoing in developing regulation and supervisor approaches to crypto assets, and help FSCA also to make informed decisions regarding future regulations of crypto assets and related activities. So this is where this work is coming in. It's coming in to address, the gaps and the areas that the existing regulation, as we know, it's not tailored for crypto assets, but we are trying to understand the area more and then try and also understand the risks that come with that. And, that will then inform the future work that we're doing on crypto assets.
I had a look at the presentation, and the presentation that was delivered today said that about 9% of the South African population sits with crypto assets in some way, shape, or form, and we expect that number will be north of 40% in the coming 7 years. So the future of crypto, Keith, where is that? We've seen countries ban crypto. We've seen countries regulate crypto. We've seen countries take a wait-and-see approach. I imagine South Africa is going to be a lot more proactive than the wait-and-see approach because of the rapid movement and the rapid progression that we're going through. But what does the future of crypto look like? Are we banning, are we regulating, or are we waiting?
All right. So in South Africa, I think when crypto assets came to the fold, we took a wait and see approach, meaning we took a step back and we watched the landscape and see what has happened. But whilst we were doing that, key financial sector regulators came into issued warnings, starting from, the Reserve Bank. We've got, joint work done by FSCA, National Treasury and Reserve Bank, 2014, when they issued, some warnings and some statements. And then through the Intergovernmental FinTech Working Group, where we've got the Crypto Asset Working Group, they then did some work, consultation papers were done on crypto assets, and, position papers were issued, recommending FSCA as the financial sector regulator that can license crypto assets. So the future from where we are at the moment, FSCA has, declared crypto assets as financial product last year, meaning that we are now regulating. So we have moved away from a wait and see. We have now moved into regulating crypto assets. And now what we are doing now through the work that we've just done today, we are now trying to understand the landscape data and then try to rework or refine the regulation that's currently existing so that it's bespoke to crypto assets.
Regulation is always the most important thing to protect consumers, and we thank the FSCA for all the work that they continue to do in this regard. Thanks so much, Keith. That's Keith Sabalika, who is the Senior Specialist for FinTech at the FSCA, giving us a sense of the crypto study that they conducted as the FSCA, as well as what they found when they conducted that crypto market study.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.